What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
There was some history in the U.S. House yesterday for legislative nerds as lawmakers took their first remote votes ever on Capitol Hill, all because of the ongoing threat from the coronavirus. The change allowed some older and sicker members to remain at home but still have their votes cast on the House floor. Republicans denounced the new rules for proxy voting, saying the founding fathers would be rolling in their graves, as the GOP has filed suit against the rules change. Though I have to say I would be surprised to see a federal court intervene in the matter. President Trump on Wednesday made no mention of the U.S. hitting 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus, as instead the president spent his day talking about just about anything other than the virus outbreak. The president attacked Twitter for flagging some of his posts about mail-in voting, went after Joe Biden Democrats and the news media, and quoted a Fox Business anchor who called Mr. Trump the greatest president in our history. Democrats said the president's handling of the coronavirus situation might suggest a different conclusion. As President Trump continued Wednesday to denounce mail-in voting, yet another state took a step to expand their mail-in vote program. The latest is the state of Wisconsin. As the bipartisan election board in the Badger state voted to send absentee ballot applications to all registered voters, in order to help them vote during the coronavirus outbreak. Only a handful of states have resisted such changes. One of them is Texas, where the state Supreme Court yesterday ruled that the fear of getting the virus is not enough to qualify for an absentee ballot in November.